The challenge presented here is that there is no focus on what clear measures and steps are in place to ensure that in the event of sale of Maranga Diamonds, those diamonds can benefit in a transparent and accountable manner the people of Zimbabwe or the national fiscal. Finance Minister Tendai Biti should present clear plans on how he intends to harness diamond revenue from Maranga Diamond Fields before the diamonds can be sold. Because if there is a rush to sell the diamonds without clear structures and mechanisms in place, it would lead to a corrupt way of ensuring that only a few benefit from the natural resources of Zimbabwe. And the other challenge that is presented is that this discourse within the Kimberley process, drawing from the report by Abich candidate KP Monta for Zimbabwe, completely sidesteps the issue of human rights violations in Maranga or the need for a review mission led by the Kimberley process to go in outside the framework of the Kimberley process monitor to have a look. So these challenges then present this result that we have now of a call which is quite misplaced for the lifting of the suspension on the sale of Maranga diamonds without looking at what mechanisms are in place first.
As NGOs, have you communicated with Finance Minister Tendai Biti and his government colleagues on what you think ought to happen in Maranga?
Yes, and absolutely so, in various capacities, individually and collectively as organizations. We have had discourse with Finance Minister Biti, and there is actually a convergence on key issues that must be done in Maranga. There is convergence of thought on the need for a national fund that could be responsible for administering diamond revenue in a transparent manner. But what we need are to have the mechanisms in place first before the sale of diamonds. There is convergence on the need for urgent restoration of the rule of law in Maranga. For example, there are outstanding and active court orders relating to the contested legal ownership of Maranga Diamonds fields, which says that the company African Consolidated Resources has legal title. Such court orders must be respected by the government of Zimbabwe domestically and internally without reference to the Kimberley process. There is also a convergence on the need really for Farai Maguwu to be released and for charges against him to be dropped. So we have had discourse, and we are quite happy that there is a commonality of understanding between Finance Minister Biti and views emerging from civil society. However, what we are urging the government of Zimbabwe is to ensure that these measures are in place first before diamonds are sold. Otherwise, there could be really a continuation of corruption and the pilfering of this rich resource by a few if these mechanisms are not put in place. And we are saying as civil society activists that there is need to have an independent investigation into serious allegations of human rights violations that have taken place in Maranga at the heads of the military, and for a complete demilitarization of Maranga Diamond Field.